So we have the honor of witnessing and participating in the sacrament of baptism this morning. Eric, Kelly, will you, Jessica, and Lanny bring Scarlett forward?
Hear the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Obeying the word of our Lord Jesus Christ and confident of his promises, we baptize those whom God has called. In baptism, God claims us and seals us to show that we belong to God. God frees us from sin and death, uniting us with Jesus Christ in his death and resurrection. By water and Holy Spirit, we are made members of the church, the body of Christ, and joined to Christ's ministry of love, peace, and justice. Let's remember with joy our own baptism as we celebrate the sacrament.
On behalf of the session, I present Scarlett Ray Thompson, child Eric Thompson, and Kelly Williams to receive the sacrament of baptism.
I have a few questions for y'all. Yims, sorry. Clay, Eric, do you desire that Scarlett be baptized? If so, say I do. Relying on God's grace, do you promise to live the Christian faith and teach that faith to your child? If so, say I do. Jessica, Elaine, will you, by your prayers and witness, help Scarlett to grow into the full stature of Christ? If so, say I will. Congregation, do you, as members of the Church of Jesus Christ, promise to guide and nurture Scarlett by word and deed, with love and prayer? If so, say we do.
We do.
Will you encourage her to know and follow Christ and to be a faithful member of his church? If so, say we will.
We will.
Through the sacrament of baptism, we enter the covenant God established in Jesus Christ. Within this covenant, God gives us new life, strengthens us to resist evil, and nurtures us in love. Through his covenant, we choose whom we will serve, but turning from evil and turning to Christ. Kelly and Eric, trusting in the gracious mercy of God, do you turn from the ways of sin and renounce evil and its power in the world? If so, say I do. Who is your Lord and Savior? Will you be a Christ's faithful disciple, obeying his word and showing his love?
I will, God's help.
Will you devote yourself to the church's teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers?
I will, God's help.
Yay. Okay. This is the fun part. Oh my goodness, the Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. We give you thanks, eternal God, for you nourish and sustain all living things by the gift of water. In the beginning of time, your spirit moved over the watery depths, calling forth life and order. In the time of Noah, you destroyed evil by the waters of the flood, giving righteousness a new beginning. You led Israel out of slavery through the waters of the sea into the freedom of the promised land. In the waters of the Jordan, Jesus was baptized by John and anointed with your spirit. By the baptism of his own death and resurrection, Christ set us free from sin and death and opened the way to eternal life. We thank you, God, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. From it, we are raised to share his resurrection. Through it, we are reborn by the power of the Holy Spirit. Send your spirit to move over this water, that it may be a fountain of deliverance and rebirth. Wash away the sin of all worldliness. Raise them to new life, and graft them to the body of Christ. Pour your spirit out upon Scarlet Ray, that she may have the power to do your will, and continue forever in the risen life of Christ. To you be all praise, honor, and glory through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Ready? It's warm. You want to touch it first? I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son. Was fun. I bet it's more fun when you have a voice.